It's been 4,500 years, give or take a few weeks, since herds of woolly mammoth roamed the earth, and passenger pigeons have been gone for a century. Now, it may seem far-fetched, but a group of biologists and genetic scientists in California is working to bring them back. Deirdre Kennedy reports on a project to help extinct animals make a comeback.
The first thing you need to know is that dinosaurs are off the menu. That's because there's no DNA in dinosaur fossils, and without DNA, well, as one genetic scientist says, you can't clone from stone.
First, you have to sequence the genome, and somewhere in there are the genes.
At a recent TEDx conference, evolutionary biologist Beth Shapiro boiled down the complex process of cloning a woolly mammoth. It starts with a genetic blueprint.
Then we have to get these genomes onto the chromosomes, because chromosomes are the way that genetic material is carried in the cells. Then we have to get the chromosomes into the nucleus and the nucleus into the cell so they can start to divide. And then we have to get the cell and the embryo into a surrogate mother.
Shapiro and other scientists have hauled tens of thousands of bones from the giant freezer full of mammoth DNA known as the Arctic. Sequencing a genome from a living subject has gotten a lot faster, but there's a huge challenge with extinct animals.
Do you imagine that our own DNA is like a rope or a ribbon? Then the mammoth DNA itself is actually going to be more like confetti that's been run over by a herd of mammoths in the rain.
So, woolly mammoths aren't on the immediate horizon, but Novak and her colleagues at UC Santa Cruz are also working on bringing back the passenger pigeon. Not to be confused with carrier pigeons. Those are the ones that delivered messages during wartime. Passenger pigeons were the most numerous birds in North America 200 years ago. There were billions of them. But now you can only find them in special collections, like this one at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco. Jack Dumbacker is chairman and curator of the Department of Ornithology and Mammalogy.
So this is our extinct case. If I pull open this drawer here, there's our passenger pigeon.
Dumbacker picks up one of the taxidermied birds and strokes its feathers as he describes its elegant features.
They kind of look like a giant mourning dove, so they're mostly gray above and they're sort of buffy tan below, and they have a pointed tail. And on the sides of the head, you see this beautiful iridescent purplish glow.
Back in the 1800s, passenger pigeons were thought of as pests or as cheap food. You could buy one for a dime, and people shot them by the millions and billions. The birds that once filled the skies were obliterated in the span of a few decades. Scientists are hoping to bring back the passenger pigeon with some help from its nearest living relative, California's band-tailed pigeon. You've probably heard their call.
You might think it's an owl or something, so it's kind of like, woo, 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 woo.
The idea is to use the band-tailed pigeon to carry passenger pigeon chicks. But you can't introduce DNA into a bird egg, says graduate researcher Ben Novak.
If we disrupt the process of that egg being formed, the egg won't form properly and the embryo won't work.
So Novak and his colleagues want to try a different strategy, to genetically alter band-tailed pigeons with passenger pigeon DNA. Novak says they're still working out the technology, but once they've hatched some passenger pigeon chicks, he's already figured out a way to teach them to sing and to migrate.
The plan is to use pure white homing pigeons and cosmetically color them the same color as a passenger pigeon. And that way your baby passenger pigeon hatches and it sees a pigeon that looks like a passenger pigeon.
It's worked before. Biologists used hand puppets to raise California condor chicks in captivity. Novak's project was created by the San Francisco-based Long Now Foundation. Co-founder Alexander Rose says the Revive and Restore project also aims to help thousands of species from going extinct.
One of the interesting things that you learn very quickly in trying to bring back an extinct species is how much easier it is to keep a species alive than it is to bring back an extinct species. And so, but a lot of the techniques you use for bringing back a species can be used for revitalization.
For now, de-extinction remains closer to the realm of science fiction than reality, but it's launched a sort of space race for biologists. Researchers say even if they don't reach their goal, they will likely develop genetic therapies for human medicine and greatly increase our understanding of the animal world. For the California Report, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.